What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do it. Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
It's Monday.
Monday.
And Sarah Gretzky's in studio.
Oh my God, you keep calling me that? And I just feel like I'm already assumed the role, so let's just keep going.
Well, Jana's had...
I know, she has had me.
Sarah Gretzky since
I met her. I know.
It said Sarah Gretzky.
And you're like... not the only person to do that. So that's why it's so funny that I just... Oh God, thank you for the vibes. Thank you for putting out in the universe. Anyone who's ever met me that put me... in their phone as Sarah Gretzky, it's done. Almost.
Almost, girl. Almost. Hi, we're in LA. This is fun.
I'm so happy
it's
you guys are
back.
Here.
It is. And by the way, we were working out the technical issues about the microphones in Nashville. We know that it's been a little challenging, but we are working on it.
Stick with us. We're figuring it out.
Yes. I know. I'm happy that we're all sitting here together.
But this is so fun to be back in LA.
I know.
Although I'm a little sad to be away from the babies, of course, but
oh,
okay.
No, you're not.
Jana,
just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
I did.
To pull a typical Jana.
No.
Which is changed the plans completely
right
before.
No.
Okay. It was like 9 o'clock at night. We're finishing up, getting ready to go to bed with early flight. And she's like, you know what? Can we bring Jolie? She has some music gigs this weekend too. She's like, yeah, it'd be great. She can come with me. But I'm like, no. No. She's like, no. But I'm like, who's going to watch her? She's like, Michelle. Our old nanny here in LA. I'm like, no. I'm like, let's go and be kidless.
This is good for you guys. Honestly, it is.
Yeah. I don't think so, though, because after this, we have therapy, and we're not great right now.
Oh, God.
So it's like...
Really?
Mark's over here is like...
I know.
As a producer, he's like, oh, baby, let's
do
this. You
have me fooled. I'm like, oh, my God. The Nashville water is just running through their systems. They're, like, amazing.
Jana's not the only one that can act.
Oh.
Oh, damn. I was kind of kidding, but
then I guess this is not a good time to ask you on wedding advice. So let's just get into that.
No,
what's going on?
I will say, I have something I want to talk to you about.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Because my feelings kind of got hurt.
Oh, I know where we're going. And I was waiting, but okay.
No, but because you said you didn't have many friends. And I never expected to be a bridesmaid, ever.
Oh.
like ever in a million years.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, I really, truly want you to know that. Like, I never actually, like, thought I was going to be.
Yeah.
But when you said, we don't have any friends, I was like, I'm your friend, I thought. And that, like, hurt my feelings. I just want to say
But
that.
You don't live here. In LA. I meant, like, we don't have friends in LA. Like,
still the same thing.
No, like, on no. But
okay.
I mean, like, on a Friday night. Ty and I aren't like out
well,
with
no,
our friends.
Because you were talking about your like party and you're like, we don't have any friends. And
yeah.
I was like,
you are my friend. So I guess I'll do this over the air. which I was going to ask you, but have you ever heard of house parties? It's a Southern thing.
No.
Okay, so I'm having a house party and I want you to be in my house party. I had a whole little package and like a letter and what? A little thing I was sending to your house, but I'll just ask you now and then you can like get it at your house.
What do you mean?
So do you want to be in my house party? It's like,
I don't understand.
Okay.
It's Is this a privilege or a burden?
Honestly, it depends. So like a house party is, most people prefer a house party because you don't have to do the dumb bridesmaid shit.
Okay.
So like house party will like get ready to, no, because I mean, for me, like I hate being a bridesmaid. Okay. Like, sorry to people whose weddings I've been in.
I hate it every second.
No, I mean, don't, have you been in a... you had a, like a very interesting experience. Like you had to travel far for that one. Weren't you a bride?
I was. No, that was amazing.
She was a matron of honor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You were the
matron of honor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I like, I don't know what it is. I was another maid of honor for my friend Lisa. But besides that, that's it.
So I've been a bridesmaid quite a few times. And it's just like kind of like I felt bad when I asked my bridesmaids to be my, I felt bad, which is
weird.
Because I just know that it's like they're paying for a lot. They're paying for, they're paying for a lot. And
I don't care, whatever it is. I'd love to be a part
of it. Okay, so you are going to be a part of it. So like you're going to get ready with me. Sorry.
Oh, yay.
So you're like, okay, you are. Yay. So house party is going to be like and like three of my other girlfriends.
Yay.
Yeah.
I kind of so love
that. And when is that? The day of?
Yes. And like you do all the other. So like if you, there's showers. I mean, you don't live here, but like if you want to fly in for showers, like you're a part of everything except for you don't have to wear the ugly dress, which like we know my dress won't be ugly and you don't have to walk down the aisle. You know?
I mean, I love you either way. I wasn't like you know what I mean? Yeah. But it was just like the friend. I was just like, oh, because I thought we were friends. Not because I thought
like you're coming on The Bachelorette. Like you're involved in every way.
Okay, good. Okay.
She's okay, good. Except for she'll call me the night before and be like, I don't want to leave Jolie.
Uh-huh. I know. I totally got out of my last one and I didn't mean to. I just was like, I missed my kids. And so I left. It was just the Vegas.
I know.
You know? I was just I mean, granted, I had like a 12 week old.
Yeah, that's different. And I feel like it's different. I don't know.
He was maybe even younger than that.
I think he was younger.
I think he was like 8 weeks.
Where are you going to do your bachelorette?
Cabo. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm so in.
No, she's in.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, she's like, I love it. Yeah, I think Cabo. Because Ty wants to go like skiing. The month, everything just like he wants to go skiing.
I'm very excited. Well, what can I help plan? Since I'm like,
I mean, you've
now
actually already done like a lot.
Thanks.
Like you really have. I had like all these questions last night. I was like so stressed. I was like up all night trying to find a freaking videographer.
A videographer? It's very important.
I know.
Very important.
That's what everyone says. That's why I'm really stressed about it.
It's almost better than the pictures.
Yeah.
No, you guys are like the fifth couple to tell me that.
Yeah.
So it's putting a lot of pressure. Were you really involved in wedding planning?
Ours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, did you, not like in a meet, like some guys just like don't care. Like, did you care?
No, I cared.
About
picking? Because Janet wanted to elope.
You
I did?
Did? Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
I did not want a wedding.
That's shocking because of how much you love planning.
I love. I think in my next life, I want to be a wedding planner.
No, one. Mike and I have already like created your company for you.
Yeah, event planning. Absolutely.
Wait, that's Kramer's shocking events. That you want to. Why did you want to elope?
Because it was her third.
Okay.
No, Jesus.
Wow.
That wasn't.
We're really not good.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I meant, no, but that was part of it.
Not really.
Oh,
I don't
that's
see
what you.
You
told me.
No. What I said was, those that don't know my history, the first one, I went through a drive-thru in Vegas.
Okay, doesn't count.
Doesn't count at all. Wasn't a wedding. Second one, yes. It was a beautiful day, Jonathan. Lovely. Beautiful day. But beautiful. I realize how expensive weddings are, mm-hmm. how stressful they can be,
mm-hmm.
and how it can tear families apart.
Check, check, check.
Oh,
it
wait.
Happened all at ours.
Uh-huh. Wait, wedding? Oh. Uh-huh.
And so I just was like, I found the one I want to be with. It's not about the wedding and the dress. I just want to go with you. But he wanted the wedding.
So you wanted the wedding.
You did.
I did.
No, it's just totally. I mean, Ty is like ready to party. So I get that.
Right. I did. And that's the thing. But again, from what I was saying, it was your third time. But I wasn't saying that from a bad place. It was.
But I didn't have a third wedding, though.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying you've experienced.
Like, you didn't think she would be
as... What can happen with...
The first one, no one knew I was married, so that doesn't count.
Regardless.
Okay.
You had gone down that path in some way, is what I'm saying. If you had never been married, never been any of that,
okay.
You're telling me when we got together and we decided to get married, you'd have been like, no, I still want to elope? No.
But if...
No,
I'm not that kind of... Like, the wedding wasn't my thing. It was never really.
Regardless, this was my, I really wanted the wedding.
And guess what? Did family issues happen?
Yep.
Did you know?
We had to pay for ourselves. Yep.
Well, I mean, obviously, because I think in this day and age, like my family, like you know, I'm not saying, but you're talking about.
Yeah. I was just hitting your points of it's expensive. Yes.
Yeah.
So all the things that you were afraid of, actually.
Oh, absolutely happened. Yes. Oh.
Having said that, it was the most beautiful day ever.
I know. Your pictures are flawless.
It was.
But our video is the most stunning thing ever.
I want to see it. So back, is it on the web?
No, probably.
Oh, it is.
I think it is.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's beautiful. It makes me sad, but it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's tough.
Yeah. But for your wedding, it's going to be absolutely stunning.
I cannot wait.
I'm just privileged to be invited.
Oh, shut up.
No, I really am. Like, it's
you're just like a really good friend. Like, this is not a, you're like, still,
it's kind of like hurts a little bit when you say really good friend.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't win. It's funny when I now, I know how Mike, I know.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's funny.
It's no matter what you say now, no. It's what you said first.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
She doesn't hear anything.
No,
else.
But what is crazy that you say that is it's so funny because Ty and I were talking and okay, it's been 7 years. There were so many people who were like very much involved year one, two, and three that are like, there's not a chance that they're there. You know what I mean? So like you came in at a really great time.
Yay.
But it is crazy.
Happy to be here.
Because like we were talking about that and I was like, oh, that sucks for a lot of people who like were really in it with us in the beginning. And then, you know, like times change, things change, and I just haven't kept in touch. And yeah.
What's your biggest fear with the wedding?
My biggest fear. Well, I can't really say it without giving away something. I'll say weather.
Okay.
Weather's out, yeah.
I mean, there's going to be weather everywhere, but I'm like especially stressed on people maybe getting things.
Yes.
Because the weather could be really bad there.
It could.
Yeah.
It could.
At that time.
I will walk there if I have to.
We'll drive.
And the guy was like telling me, and I was like, listen, I don't even care. Like, because he was like, you know, the one, and I'm like, I don't care. It'll be great.
Here's my deposit.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
That's which is something, I don't know if that's normal or not to care about the weather, but
it's probably the most normal.
Yeah.
It's literally the most normal. Everyone just wants to have
because I'm a control freak and I feel like I can control. I obviously want everyone to have fun. I want it to be like an experience, but I feel like I'll be able to handle that. But like, that's something I just have no control over.
No, you can't. That's why you just, you know what? If you just don't try to control it, it'll be great.
I've already just kind of like put that out there.
I'm curious how many dads still pay for weddings, Mark, because you have
two daughters.
You've got two daughters. Is that something that you think about?
Yes, that's something I've thought about.
Did you see?
College is more in the forefront, but yeah, I'm planning on that.
Thomas Rhett just like announced his caption
was
so funny.
So
he was
cute.
Like, well, I'm going to be paying for three weddings now or something.
Yeah, that was so cute.
Yeah, I don't know. You would, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, is that still a thing?
When we got married, the family split it all up, kind of.
Uh-huh.
Her parents, my parents, her grandparents.
Oh, wow.
All kind of, and then us, we kind of split everything four ways.
I don't know, like, the rule. Is the rehearsal dinner?
The rehearsal dinner is usually the husband.
Is the groom's family.
Oh.
And then the day is supposed to be the bride's family.
The bride's family, yeah.
Interesting.
But I mean, I could never ask my dad for...
Yeah.
You know, because I'm like, I've been on my own now working for a while. I'm older. And,
yeah.
You know, not.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks.
I don't know. I think it's all about. But again, what do we think for Jolie?
I mean, just me, my old school.
I feel like
of mine, 100%. I plan on that. Yeah. We will pay for Jolie's wedding. 100%.
Especially because you have one. I mean, maybe if you had like.
But that's the thing. Like, you have.
My dad
so
had
many
five
sisters.
Yeah. My dad had five daughters.
And that's just something where he just kind of put it away and was like,
he just kind of bit it. And I'm like, I'm the last one.
Yeah.
So I'm like, No, but
don't give me the change in that pocket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but there are things that I was like, special things, special extras that I'm like, I'm going to do myself.
Like what?
Things for maybe like, I don't know what I'm wearing. Ooh. Or
I don't know.
But yeah,
I'm so excited.
So I am so excited.
Sierra's gonna have like the diamond from Titanic like around her neck,
like a Princess Diana crown.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I won't be wearing a crown. I won't. I'm not wearing a crown for
not
anyone
until the after party.
Hair up or down?
Undecided.
Undecided.
I can't. Probably, I'm a dancer. Okay, I'm gonna need like
maybe
a ponytail
like down for
down.
Part,
yeah, I'm sure. Up. I'm sure both.
think most brides like do the half up, like towards the after the ceremony, maybe.
I'm gonna need just like full bun. I'm gonna need like a sweaty headband.
Are you doing
a
reception dress?
We're working on it.
Undecided. Yeah. Oh,
you should.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
I know. I was so irritated.
Yeah, I ever heard that. That was
inside knowledge that Jenna has.
I highly recommend it. I think you should.
Yeah, because I feel like, because I'm such a dancer, I definitely have to change. Yeah. I can't be like lugging around like a situation all night.
I went to the hospital the day of my wedding.
I'm sorry?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
For?
Jenna was sick.
I was sick.
My dad took her to the hospital.
I couldn't breathe. I had, I had to have a breathing treatment.
Wait, was it like an anxiety attack?
No, I had bronchitis.
Oh,
so I had to get a breathing treatment because I woke up.
Oh,
and
my God,
like,
I changed my mind. That's my biggest fear. Oh, my God, I cannot be sick. Oh, yeah. My God. I need to call like Oprah's doctors and I need to get like the whole works.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that would be horrible.
Yeah, I wake up to a picture of her and my dad like at the hospital.
That was so nice of you.
I was like, I can't breathe.
I do.
That's wild.
Yeah, I was hopped up on medicine.
Way.
And I was pregnant. So I was like hopped up on all this medicine.
You were?
Yeah, I was 2 weeks pregnant with Joe. I had no idea.
We found out a month later.
Yeah.
And we did the math. We're like, technically.
Oh,
technically,
wow.
I was 2 weeks pregnant.
You will be getting drunk at my wedding, by the way.
No, not happening, Cruz.
Happening.
All right. I'm going to get hammered.
No, like it's happening.
Just so you know.
So
just like our Halloween story from 2015.
I've already had this conversation with myself.
Daddy's going to get hammered. So don't book
Daddy. I don't like Daddy hammered, though, because Daddy hammered like in a cab.
Then Mommy get hammered.
Remember the cab in New York? Then Mommy get hammered. The cab in New York. You were like, and he's falling in the. I'm like, this is my nightmare.
Where were
right
we?
Now. We were at a club. And
ooh, you guys went to a club?
Super drunk.
Mama used to have fun back in the day.
Oh my God.
It was in Nashville. Let's calm down. Like it was at Tootsie's or something.
I love Tootsie's.
We got in the cab and you were so drunk. You were falling and you're like, can you tell the cab driver to stop stopping? I'm like, well, honey, if you stop stopping, we are going to die.
No, it's happening.
And
I won't be like that, but I'm having
no, he's going to have a good time, and so are you.
Can you be happy drunk?
Of course he's going to be happy drunk.
Do this.
If he does this dance, you know. So
no, I already was like thinking about it myself. I was like, okay, this is going to be the night. Like, I'm going to literally get her drunk. You don't have to be throwing up and have the spins and all that, but like, I feel like, how can you not?
I just want to enjoy it. Like, I want to be able to remember my conversation with Wayne. I want to remember like the day, you know, I want to remember
all
of it, seeing how beautiful you look. And
there will be photos. I feel like it'll be my mission to get her drunk.
You and me both. We'll team up.
Your mission is
with our powers combined.
Having the most amazing day.
No, it will be.
I'm super excited about it.
I'm excited too.
We're going to talk more, but first let's take a quick break.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more.
All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting topic.
Okay.
And you and I kind of have different points of view on this.
Oh, my favorite.
So we're flying this morning, and what's your take on reclining your seat etiquette?
Oh, I actually love this topic.
I've been meaning to talk about this, and it's something that I feel very passionate about.
Oh my God, no, I'm so excited. So it literally makes my skin crawl when Ty leans all the way back.
That's how Jan is.
It makes my, wait, you lean back?
Time,
her and Ty are the same.
She's
on all the
leaner
weird
backer, baby.
Time
as soon
out.
As that bell rings,
no.
Ding.
Time out. Let's just talk about this. A lean backer, it's 1 inch that it leans back. Okay. So I'm not freaking sitting up.
Okay.
1 inch is about 40% of the leg room that we had.
Agreed.
Before
when
the person.
When you have
5 inches
of leg room,
I just don't understand how it's that much more comfortable, I guess. Because it's an, to me, I'm like, like, it doesn't do anything. But one time this lady was hitting and so I'm kind of traumatized because she was an older lady and she was really upset that he had a seat back and she kept kicking it and kicking it. And finally she stands up and looks at him and was like, put your seat up.
Why though? Why put your seat up?
That made me uncomfortable and I just didn't know.
You
I agree with you on that, but that just scared me from then on. So I'm like, no. But I don't know.
So are you not allowed to recline your seat then? I guess I'm confused.
I'm not saying you're not allowed to. I'm just saying, me personally, I feel bad for the person behind me.
Too. Me. I
and
feel
with
bad.
Someone in front of me, you know how I act sometimes. I'm like stiff arming their feet.
So,
they'll start to grow back. I'm like, nope.
The only thing I hate is
but
when you have like a drink
there.
Down
sorry
and then
that you're tall.
Oh yeah, you're tall. I'm
you
not.
Know,
right.
Sorry
so
that the person.
I'm sorry that you're small in every, and no matter what airline, no matter what seat we're in, everything
so
is first class.
You're discriminating my smallness?
Everything's first class for you. You're discriminating my height?
Well, hey.
I'm just saying, it's etiquette. It's like, you know, we're all cramped in there. We're trying to get from point A to point B. Let's just get there as comfortably as we can.
I agree.
And the best way to do that is everyone just keep your seat up. Respect the people around you.
That's like taking
what about
shoes off.
First class?
Ugh.
I just told you about when I was flying first class like a week or so ago, coming back from somewhere. And as soon as we got on the plane, I'm talking sat down, not even in the air.
That's Ty.
Both people in front of me were
that's Ty.
Straight back.
Oh, I would never do
and
that.
And the flight attendant didn't even tell him to put it up.
Oh, that's
and
shocking.
I was almost that person. I know. Yeah. So, which is a whole nother story.
I can't with this in-studio side talk right now.
Oh my God. So, I'm just saying, it's just like, first class is a little different because you have more room. Okay, whatever. Even I'll do it then.
Yeah.
But that's few and far between when we are. So,
am I the only one that Easton?
Easton Mark. Let's hear
you. Unless it's a red eye. I'll lean back on a red
eye. Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, never lean my seat back because I find it rude to the people behind me.
Agreed.
And I feel like it's rude to me when the person in front of me doesn't.
Yes, I agree.
But you bought that seat.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't want someone leaning back in my lap.
To lean back and be a little bit more comfortable.
The only time it really matters is like Southwest when there's like, there's no other where to go. Like you can't pay for extra leg room there. You can't pay for.
Right.
So that's when I'm like, I feel bad for, and I'm just like.
It is my choice. If I want to be rude to the person behind me,
how
I
is that rude though?
To.
That's
because
the thing.
I'm taking up 40% of their space.
40%.
But you know what? We're flying. We're all uncomfortable.
Easton, like, is it 4-1?
I've never, ever leaned my seat.
Get this.
I don't think there's a problem with it. Like, people in front of me do it, and it doesn't bother me. But I've always been too nervous, and then one time I was like, I'm doing this. I'm doing it. And it didn't work. Like, I pressed the button, and it was broken. I'm like, I'm just never going to do this
ever.
That's
kind of how I just don't do it. But then when someone does it to me, then I'm irritated. But I just kind of, I just don't know how it's that much more comfortable.
I mean, it is a little bit more, you know, because you're not sitting straight up.
I can use the app workout right now.
But, you know, I haven't done it one time because there was this really tall country guy behind me, very tall, and him and his wife were fighting, and he kept hitting my seat, and I was so terrified to lean back that I stayed up the entire flight.
Honestly, and you don't know how people are going to be on flights. Like, I get, like, you know, sometimes it's a bad day. And
those videos on the news of people getting kicked off the plane?
So am I supposed to not put my seat back anymore, even though I paid for my seat and it's my seat and I can do whatever I want to do in my seat?
You can do whatever you want.
What about the person that talks? Because here's the thing. I don't talk on the plane unless it's Sarah. What about that? What about the loud talker, okay? Let's talk about that person. That's rude to me.
That's
the loud
rude.
Talker, especially the person, that loud guy that I was flying a red eye the other night. And I'm like, trying to sleep. It is a red eye.
No.
I wanted to say that.
So inappropriate. There's just like social cues.
So I'm like, how is that? Like, I'm not the loud talker. I'm the lean backer, okay?
But
I'm not the loud talker.
Since we're on it, let's just keep going.
And then I got in trouble one time for playing cards on a plane.
That's so
stupid. Me
and
my girlfriends got in trouble for playing cards.
Okay, that's...
We were shuffling too
long. Do you take your shoes off?
Yes.
No, you don't.
It depends. If it's a long... Like, if I have socks on, sure. If it's a red eye, that's actually... Yeah, that's the only time I will. If it's a red eye, and usually it's... If we're fortunate...
If I'm next to Michael, I'll take my shoes off. If I'm next to a stranger, I will not take my shoes off.
If we're on a red eye and we're fortunate enough to have, like... You know, if we're going overseas and we're in a pod or something like that, yes.
Okay, well...
When it's, like, my own little world, yes.
If you're flying Southwest,
no.
LA to Nashville and...
No. Having said that, though, I do put my feet up on the thing.
I do, too.
The bulkhead.
I do, too, but I keep
and
my shoes on.
And I have sandals on. So...
Oh.
Do you scroll through the movies with your bare feet?
Oh, my God. Ew.
Is that a video?
There's a video. But I wipe down. Like,
oh,
I wipe everything.
We wipe down.
Oh, we're wiper downers.
And people are always like, oh, my God, can I have one? I'm like, ugh.
Grab your own wet wipe.
I'm like, yeah, fine.
My own wet wipe.
Yeah, but.
All right, let me stand off of that real quick. So I don't know what it is, right? But when I travel, I have my stuff, right? Uh-huh. I know what I'm bringing. Uh-huh. I pack for my occasions. I'm prepared. I know. Every time, like clockwork, Jana's like, can you throw this in there? Can you throw that in there? Can you do this? And I'm just like.
Throw what and where?
You give me something of yours to throw in my bag.
Well, because my bag is usually smaller.
And I don't know
you
what it
is.
I don't know what it is, but it's like.
Routine
this is my
and
routine.
Your
this
order.
Is my, I know what I have in here. It's like, hey, can you put this in there and that in there?
What about the times that I don't and you offer? Like, you're like, hey, I'll put that in my backpack. And I was like, oh, I can throw it in my purse.
Because I know you're
going to
ask. I know it's coming. I'm on the forefront of it.
I think that's a girl thing, though, because I do that to Ty. I'm like, can you put my shoes in your bag? He's like, what? I'm like, I don't know.
But it's just one of those things, just like to your wipes. It's like, I brought these. I'm prepared.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is my space. This is my stuff.
Well,
like, I'm prepared.
Everyone's
like,
always just mind blown that I'm wiping down. I'm like, did you not see that 60 minutes? Like, it's 2019. Wipe down the plane. Bring your own wipes. If you have a baby, you already have wipes.
Right.
Stop using my lavender scent wipes.
Here you go. There's the video. People have seen it.
Oh my God.
I mean,
that's disgusting.
It's kind of clever.
Can they just YouTube this?
Clever.
It's up on YouTube. It's on Instagram.
I mean,
especially
repulsive.
On the bulkhead where you have to like lean all the way across.
No, I would never do that.
That's kind of funny.
I even use my knuckle when I sign things, like CVS. Like, I don't use my actual finger to be. I go like this to sign.
It's all gross.
I've never done that.
So like,
they don't have pens?
No, like, well, the pens, you're holding on to it. So people are sick at like those pharmacy things or anything you sign.
Oh.
I always just use
wow, I think of a lot, and I have not thought of that.
There's germs on his counter. Did we wipe it down?
I'm not sitting like this.
Public pens are disgusting.
Wow. Yeah, it's disgusting. Wow, what a topic.
I know.
All right, so now I know I'm never going to ask to ever put anything in your bag.
That's the thing. I always do, and I'm willing to. It's just, I don't know why. It's just something I've been introspective. I've realized that it just...
Well, I won't do it. I don't want to bother you, so I won't do it. No, I mean, I mean it from a good place. Like, I'm saying, like, I won't, because if it's something that annoys you, I won't do that. I try to, like, annoy you the least amount. I feel like I do on an average day anyways, 20 times.
But it's not a personal thing. It's just, I don't know what it is. I just...
It's like your OCD-ish
moment. Yeah, it kind of is, where... Mm. I'm prepared. I've planned this stuff.
It's
I have
his thing too, like traveling. It's like he downloads his movies and he does his thing. And I'm like, hey, so what about this? And then this day, because I'm like, I like to plan and work on the plane. And he's like, I'm trying to watch Comedians in Cars. Like, leave me alone. Or I'm trying to play
that's
my Yahtzee game.
Airplanes.
And I'm like, I'm asking you a question about travel for like our kids and this. I'm like,
it is a very like therapeutic time to be in the air and know that like no one can get a hold.
No one can bother me.
Now that with all this, I do a lot of planning, like of the wedding planning on the planes.
I mean, how much did we get done on that 3-hour flight to Nashville?
That was like insane.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that.
You put her on her plane, she gets everything done.
Oh, wow. It's the greatest thing though, because there's no distractions to be able to get everything done, not play Yahtzee.
And for me, it's I have no distractions of Jana asking me to go do something.
Wait, you know what
usually
gives me?
So I'm like, I can watch these movies uninterrupted.
I'm so with you on
and
that.
Then, but here's Jana. I wish you guys could see me that are listening. She's over there in the seat next to me, like in the corner of my eye, being like, because she knows I hate being bothered. So she's like, hey, Mike, can you have a question? it's unreal. And I'm just like this. I'm like, yes.
No, he does. And it's just, hold I'm like, on, I'm sorry pause to interrupt, but this is for our kids something. And he gets so angry at me. I was like, go back to your soccer game.
Like today, she's like, what do you think the measurement on the bench for the backyard is? What size pillow should I get? And in my head, I'm like, does this have to be decided right now? In this moment, on the airplane, flying to LA. Right now.
That's actually really funny.
It did, because I wanted to order it, because then I would forget about it, because I have so much other stuff on my plate.
Yeah.
That I'm going to forget about the cushion if I don't order it right now, because I had a checklist for my plane. See, like,
I love
this
a list.
This is my checklist.
I love a list.
I had the whole list. I was like, contact Restoration Hardware, get the cushions, finish the Evite for the peanut event. Like, and I was
I got the same thing. I got Cars and Coffee to watch. I got Stranger Things to watch. I got
Stranger
a bunch of things to watch. Mark, are you with me?
100%. That's my time to watch stuff that I want to watch.
That's a man thing.
We don't have time at home.
I went to Seattle over the weekend. I did Captain Marvel on the way up, and I did The Green Book on the way back. And both are phenomenal.
I do love watching movies. If I can catch up on a movie, I like to watch movies.
Love it. That's the time to do it.
Exactly.
Mind you, I saw 5 Feet Away. Have you ever seen it?
No. 5 Feet Apart.
5 Feet Apart.
Oh.
Bald like a baby. Had to turn it off. Like, had to walk away.
Oh, I don't like to.
It was real sad. It was about cystic fibrosis, and I had no idea about cystic fibrosis. And that they have to be, like, two CFers have to be, like, 5 feet apart from each other.
Oh, no.
They can never touch, or they can, I mean, it's just, it's so sad. It's
really
very
sad.
Yeah.
I can't.
It was a great movie.
I don't cry, so public crying is not.
Do you think you'll cry on your wedding day?
Oh, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, I think
God, it's going to be the first time I see you cry.
Because I cry when I think about it.
I'll have a house party.
That's the jam. Because I cry when I like think about
it. You're getting teary eyed.
I know. No, like literally.
Oh my God.
And so I feel like I for sure.
Hold on a second. I have to Instagram this.
I feel like when I see him for the first time and my dad, I feel like my dad's going to make me cry.
Yep.
My dad is for sure going to make me cry. And I know when I see Ty, I'm going to cry because he's going to cry when he sees me. And that you guys like have to understand. I never really thought this would happen. Like, I really didn't. Like, honestly. Like,
so you think Ty will cry?
Oh, I know he's going to cry. He cried the whole proposal.
Oh.
I know. He's such a baby. No, I know he'll cry when he sees me. Because it's just like, he didn't think he was going to see me in a wedding dress. You know, I don't know. There's that whole aspect of it. So I know that's going to make me cry.
I cried so hard when I was proposing to my wife. She thought I was telling her that I was dying.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We were on the beach in San Simeon across from Hearst Castle. And I clearly had something important to tell her. But I can't even get the words out. And she's like, oh no.
He's like dying. Sick.
But this from is, what?
I don't just know, but I've chosen the spot on the beach to tell you I'm dying.
Oh my God. Did you cry at your wedding?
Oh yeah. When I saw her in the dress. Yeah. Yes. My dad was my best man and he was next to me.
That was my dad's.
And he was trying to distract me and have me think. He was telling me funny things. He's like telling me to picture my great grandmother naked and stuff, just to try to not be in the moment so much. And then up pastor shushed us and we had to stop. But yeah, I was a mess.
Oh, that's so cute. Did you cry?
Very easily a mess.
Yeah, I cried. We did a first look because I was worried about the crying, and I cried during that, and then I cried when we were up there.
See, I think Ty will cry both times.
Are you doing a first look?
I think so.
No,
don't.
I don't think you should.
But then, how do we shoot pictures before?
Oh, it's you do pictures of like your party, your bridesmaids.
Oh, actually, I cannot do that to Ty. I cannot have him see me for the first time with all those people. He will be a mess.
That feeling like when I saw Jana turn the corner.
I know, and oh my god, like, it's so dramatic the way I'll be. I can't.
And I never saw her dress either.
No, neither. Yeah,
and she had this beautiful dress basically flown in like the day of.
The day of.
Yeah, that's insane.
It was very dramatic. Bad.
It was so beautiful. And I mean, I can remember it like it was like this morning. Like it was so, and that, just that feeling, like seeing her for the first time, it was just
maybe I won't.
I get what people do, and no knock to first looks. I just think there's something.
I know, but he's going to be a true mess.
But that's like the part of the wedding. That's the part of it. You know?
You're not supposed to be up there all super composed and presentable.
Like that's what I'm looking for. I want the energy as a person sitting there watching this wedding that I'm there for both of you. Like I'm holding y'all's emotions, like, and it's like I'm gonna be bawling too. But
what's wrong with crying?
It's okay.
Cry.
That's
a beautiful thing.
No. I want him to cry. But I just think that he'll be okay, fine. No, I also grandparents are gonna make me cry for sure because I don't have my grandparents, but he has one on each side, and that was super important to us when we were doing our planning because we really want them there. And his grandma's 98. I mean, she wore this ring, so. We FaceTimed her when, like, in his grandpa and his dad's side is just like, we really, really, that's why we're kind of also like, let's go. But I know when, they're going to be so excited.
Even when you talked about, like, your dad and stuff crying, that got me teary just thinking about Jolie.
I'm going to literally
melt into the floor in tears.
When Ty called my dad to ask him, my mom was with him, and my mom was like, Sarah, he wasn't on speaker, and she was like, I didn't know what Ty was saying. Dad was crying so hard. And I was like, what? And she was like, I had not, like, your dad was crying so hard.
Your dad?
My dad was crying when Ty asked him for permission and told him that he's going to propose. She was like, it was great. And I'm like, that made me cry. Your dad is just like, it's just like.
Like walking Jolie down the aisle, I'm just going to slowly just melt into the floor.
Isn't that crazy? Jolie's going to get married one day.
One day. Right now,
God bless the man whoever.
That's like how my dad talks.
That monster.
That's how my dad.
Wait, Mark. So you said you're really emotional. What are you the most emotional about now?
Now it's anything with the girls. Anything I tend to tear up
girl,
when
dad.
They perform on stage. I tend to their birthdays. Like it really doesn't take much, and they know that, and they make fun of me, and it makes them uncomfortable because
I love
the one that.
I
always cry.
That's good. Yeah. Is your
and
wife,
your wife doesn't?
No.
Oh my God, it's gonna be me and Ty. I'm so excited. I love that. That's so cute.
It's so cute. It's like
I could easily get it going right now if I wanted to.
Oh my God.
Jana and I are both going to be basket cases. Joel's gonna be like, my parents can't keep it together.
That's so cute though. Like I wish
I had that.
That's so cute.
But what? You should what?
Well, like I wish I love my dad now, but like, you know, back then I don't remember him being that soft.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been nice.
I'm a soft dad.
I'm not saying like in a bad way, you know.
Emotionally soft.
Emotionally soft. Yeah.
I happy cry. I rarely sad cry. I can watch sad movies. It's all fine. I'm a happy crier.
You're a happy crier. Yeah. I'm just both. I'm very much both.
I'm more of a happy crier.
I think I might be.
There's movies out there that'll definitely get me, but
what's the movie that gets you the most?
This is a good.
You know what movie actually gets me?
What?
Radio.
What? With
Cuba Gooding Jr. Wow.
Is it the acting?
That. How dare you?
Oh, Jeff.
But that's just one of the examples that like came to my mind first. Like, there's plenty of other movies that get me. Even some Disney movies have probably got me. But Radio, for whatever reason, just.
I don't remember if
it just. Because true story and just.
Oh, I love
their,
true story.
Their relationship and this poor kid and just. Oh. Picking on someone who you know has mental issues and stuff like that.
Oh wow, I need to. I don't think I ever seen it.
Oh, like even just now, it just gives me like chill. Like it just it bends me over, man. It just gets me just thinking about just talking about it. It gets me.
Wow, I need to. I don't think I've ever seen it.
I don't think I have either.
Ed Harris and Cuba Gooding Jr.
Wow.
I think the acting is fantastic.
I've never seen it. I just saw other either. Cuba movies. Yeah. I've just kind of.
Well, he's struggling right now.
But even. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Honestly, even Cuba in Men of Honor. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. Him and Robert De Niro.
Nope.
Navy Sea Diver. That movie gets me too. From like a motive, it's more of a happy, like motivational cry.
Did you cry in Pearl Harbor too when Cuba got the medal?
I don't know.
What's that when he takes down the plane.
Sarah, what about you?
Yeah. I don't. This is gonna be one of those things where, like, right now I can't think, but I know, like, when I leave.
Oh yeah, you're gonna think. Of
I know. I for sure cried in. For a while, I was always crying during like wedding sequences in movies.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
because I just didn't know if it was gonna happen. No, like I cried in Crazy Rich Asian at her wedding.
That was good.
That was a good movie.
I cried. In that, I'm trying to think. I can't think right now, but I know there are.
Mark.
Field of Dreams.
Never saw it.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, so good.
Wait, is that kind of Costner?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. Oh God.
There's a point, and I don't want to spoil it for you, but there's a point toward the end that just gets you. But because I know it's coming, I'm weeping about 20 minutes ahead of it, knowing it's coming.
Oh, that gave me goosebumps.
And then when it hits, I'm just in a puddle.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to watch that. Oof.
I think I cried in Miracle.
Miracle, the hockey movie?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dad stuff gets me.
Oh yeah, Dad stuff for sure gets you.
That gets me.
I was watching Beaches one time. Have you ever seen Beaches?
Oh God.
Oh. Barbara Hershey.
And my band guy came to the back to let me know that it was time to go on stage. And he thought someone died because I could not breathe. I was crying so hard. And that's honestly how I felt about the 5 feet apart.
Oh my God.
Hyperventilating.
Marley and Me. Duh. Oh, done. Yeah. Dog.
Oh, I mean, dog. Yeah.
Dog. Dog. I'm looking up sad movies.
That one I held it in until I couldn't. And then you try to breathe while holding it in. It's like a... And it's way worse than just crying.
You know, that's the movie theater, that firefighter movie.
Only the Brave?
Only the Brave. Oh,
I didn't say that.
God. In the theater, I was like... I did that exact... I was trying to hold it in and it made... I mean, I was hyperventilating in that movie theater.
It was funny. Jana and I saw that on like a Tuesday afternoon. It was me, Jana, and one other guy in the movie theater when we saw Only the Brave, and all three of us are crying.
Yeah.
That movie
slaughtered me. Oh. Because
you all
should have
held
story.
Each other. That would have been sweet if you'd have had him come over and you all three would have held each other.
But it's one of those where you leave and you're still going.
Yeah.
Oh, those just really get you.
Oh, A Walk to Remember. Oh my God. I think I cried Sarah. For the first time in My Girl.
Welcome to high school.
Oh, Easton. My Girl was tough.
Oh man, there's a movie.
Bambi, It's Finding Nemo.
No, I think it's got to be a superhero movie.
Yeah, totally. When Thor.
I mean, Avengers Endgame. I cried throughout that. That's like the best movie I've ever seen. I swear to God,
you cried through the whole entire thing.
I did, happy and sad.
Yeah.
But there's a movie called Hereditary that came out last year. That one got me pretty good.
Isn't that a scary movie?
Why can't I think of any?
It's scary. It's scary and sad.
Really?
It's very. It hit a lot of fears I have about like. Caring for children and things like that.
Oh.
That's one of the ones where I was like, I left afterwards and hours later I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God. What was that Gwyneth Paltrow movie? She was like a country singer.
Country Strong.
What? Oh my God.
Again, let's get out of high school, Sarah.
No, but listen. Yeah, all right. No, but listen. I'm thinking about, I remember leaving that that movie and just feeling like traumatized.
Yeah, because you're 12. At the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tori's like,
I don't remember what went down.
She killed herself.
That's maybe why then.
Yeah. It was very sad.
Have you seen it anymore?
Yeah.
That Avengers Endgame. That's the one I want on my tombstone.
Go ahead.
When Captain America grabbed the hammer.
I've never seen any of those.
I did have a tear coming down like.
And when he says Avengers Assemble, oh my God, I've been waiting for that for 10 years.
So I just went and saw Spider-Man.
All right. Far From Home.
By myself the other night, and
well, mind you, because Michael goes, it was Sunday night, and he goes, we had full disclosure, we had sex Sunday afternoon.
All right,
when the kids were napping, we had sex.
Oh,
and then it was Big Little Lies season finale too.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, hey babe, so what are you doing tonight? He's like, I don't know, what are you doing? I was like, well, I'm watching Big Little Lies. And he's like, and I was like, and we've already had sex, so I'm good if you want to go do something.
I'm done.
He's like, wait, for real? I was like,
really?
I was like, you got a movie you want to see? Or?
Yeah. I was like, all right.
He's like, all right.
Later, got on Fandango right then and got my ticket.
Yeah.
But when they started playing Whitney Houston, I'll Always Love You.
Oh, come on.
At the opening Marvel credit, I started tearing, and then it became like a high school like newscast. But I was like, my eyes were watery.
I'm a song cry.
Say goodbye to those heroes. You know?
Say goodbye and Stan Lee, and I was just like, oh.
Okay, moving on. We're gonna take a break, but to end this movie stuff, we just saw the best movie. Everyone should go see The Long Shot. This isn't an ad. That was one of my favorite comedies I've seen in a very long time.
Oh, Seth Rogen and
Charlize Theron.
Oh,
it just came out on demand too. It's
maybe I'll watch that tonight.
Laugh from start to end. Oh, I honestly want to watch it again.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, we'd watch it again.
Okay, all right, quick break, then emails.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, do we have any emails, Mark?
Sure do.
Ooh.
Marissa says this question's for Mike. My fiance is like Jana and loves affection. I, however, do not. I want my space and my alone time and my quiet time. It really bothers me when he asks for affection and I'm busy and wants me to stop what I'm doing to give him a hug or a kiss. We've been dating for 3 years. We're recently engaged. We're both 22. We live together. We have no kids. How can I get him to understand that I don't always want physical affection like he does? Jana, how does it make you feel when Mike tells you he can't show affection?
I'll let Mike start with this since it's his question.
It's tough because it's hard for Jana or like her fiance to take it not personal because physical affection and touch is a personal thing. So how are you supposed to tell somebody that you don't want to give that to them and then not take it personal? Are you Instagram right now?
Well,
look at her.
Snorting,
oh my God.
Saline into her nostrils as you're answering this question.
As we're answering this,
it's kind of a nice illustration of what we're talking about as Mike's trying to be sensitive and
tender.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm showing how does that make you feel when I'm doing something you're trying to be sensitive?
I don't care. Don't bother me.
I will say something to this though. When I'm not affectionate towards you, this is very interesting, but this happened the other day. And when I read this email on the plane, I was excited to talk about it because I was sitting on our little bench in our room and you came in and I really hadn't been affectionate that day. Not because I was trying to prove a point or do anything. I just was kind of doing my own thing. You were doing your own thing and you were like, hey, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm just in here like on my phone doing my stuff. Like I'm good, you know, but it was like you then started to kind of get like, because you weren't getting how I normally, and I was just like in my own zone, like doing my own thing, like, and I was still being nice and like.
Right. But
oh God,
with you, when something is wrong, you tend to be passive.
Oh, but I really wasn't though. That's
I know, but, yeah. But how, but in the series of our relationship, how am I supposed to know that? So naturally I'm going to think that because historically you're passive.
I get that. But I really wasn't. It's just, but it's like when we stop doing affection, then that's when you think something's wrong. And it's like, well, that's how we feel sometimes when you don't have affection. And then we think something's wrong. Does that make sense? In a way?
Yeah, in a way. What I'll say to Marissa, though, is have the conversation. First of all, not when he tries to be affectionate. So if he comes and try to be affectionate, don't be like, hey, you know, this is how I feel about affection. Do it when neither of you are trying to be affectionate. And just come to him on your own and say, hey, this is how I am. It's exactly what she said in the email. I enjoy my space. I like my alone time and my quiet time. That's just what I need as a person. That's what I've realized, you know, makes me happy from time to time to recharge or whatever your reason is. That doesn't mean anything against you. That doesn't mean I don't want to be with you or anything like that. That's just how I process things.
And also too, like what you just said, I think what's helpful too is you'll say like, hey, I'm going to go in the other room and I'm just going to unload for a second because we can't read y'all's minds.
Right.
And that's a huge thing because if I'm in a excited mood and I want to be physical and touchy with you and affectionate, but you're just having a hard day or maybe you're tired, maybe you didn't sleep with that night, or maybe you just want to be alone. That's okay. But we don't know that. So if you're sometimes it's like, hey, I'm going to go just chill for a second. So we know to kind of like back off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good cue for us. So to do it beforehand, like you're saying, don't do it in the moment. Like when I come up and give you a hug and you're like, I don't want to be touched right now. It's like that is such a rejection.
Is that do you do that?
He used to.
Yeah, I used to. I don't, but that brings up a good point though. If that's happening, say, and I haven't had an opportunity, we've just been doing stuff and you come up and a couple times you like touch me or something throughout the day. Maybe that day I'm just not feeling all touchy feely. What do I do?
Well, here's the thing is you just did it with your body and it already sent me kind of like a trigger. Like it's like my touch. It's like my touch makes your skin crawl.
But let me just say.
And so it's just like, hey babe, like I need a minute. Like, I love you, honey. And like, maybe like give a kiss or something, even if you don't want to in that moment. Like,
well, like you said, in that moment though, it's hard because that's the thing. It's not personal. It's not your touch. It's just,
but it's hard to distinguish
right.
that. To her.
No, I understand that. And this is the dance here is there's some days where that's how touch maybe makes me feel in a moment where I'm just like, I just need my space right now or
whatever.
Well,
I've been less affectionate with you anyways, because of that. And not in a bad way where I'm just like, no. I'm just not as affectionate as I used to be. And it's just kind of how I've now have to be, I guess.
I don't
in a
think
way.
Change though.
But I'm not saying change but like, but I'm not like,
you adapt to each other.
Yeah.
I guess I do. And
like me, I'm not just, I need my quiet time and space every single day. Yeah. I also want to be affectionate, but I also know that Jana, that's her language too.
Yeah.
So I'll make a point to do things.
To be.
Not because I want to, but also because I want to make sure my partner feels loved because I do love her.
Yeah.
It's all a learning process.
So, yeah, I mean, just bring it up to him when it's, you know, it's not happening in that moment. Tell him how you feel, but also validate him as, you know, it's not about you. it's just what I need, and I love you very much, and whatever it is.
And give him a hug and a kiss. I mean, really.
Yeah.
You know, like, you guys are really young.
Yeah.
So here's a question for Mike and Mark. Question for Mike and Mark. I have been with my boyfriend for a year and a half. I am 28. He's 26 with a two-year-old son that I adore. The problem is when we talk about anything serious or I express my feelings, he either makes a joke of it or completely shuts me down. I love him so much, but I'm scared that the lack of communication will be the end of us. If he loves me like he says he does, why is it so difficult to put in the effort to talk? Mike, Mark, why do men struggle to communicate?
He included me. That's so nice.
Well, we love that your feedback, Mark.
Love it.
This is how he was raised. I mean, this is like women are often raised to, it's okay to show your emotions. Mm-hmm. It's okay to cry. Where men are like, shake it off, brush it off. You're fine. Keep moving. Don't worry about it. So that's why he's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He'll come around a little bit. I mean, it's going to be baby steps.
But like how?
I mean, that's a good question. I mean,
therapy.
You think?
I mean, how else though? Because I know a lot of, especially at that age, I don't know if they're going to want to like.
If he won't talk about something serious with her, I don't think he's going to go to therapy. I mean, yes, it would help, but I think, I don't know. I like to think that as guys mature, we come more in touch with our emotions and are more able to access these things. I know I have. I don't seem like a guy that used to shut that sort of thing down, but I did. I didn't like having serious conversations about our relationship and where are we and what's going on.
Right.
And I don't think that conversation in general is just like, ugh, for at least one of them.
True.
But I mean, I'm with you though. I think therapy. I'm like a
Ty, you know, went. And that's
why
good.
I'm like
that was his way of like that was, re-communicating.
Yeah.
So if like maybe
a lot
he
of
could.
Times, I feel like we always say like guys can't communicate, but maybe it's not that, and it's more that they just don't know how. Like kind of like a 5-year old.
That's
like
what it is.
He just like, and so having someone in the room saying, Sarah, he's saying this, but what he's trying to say, that helped me. And I know I'm sure it's helped you guys, but maybe that's why, because for me, I make jokes when I'm uncomfortable, when I don't want to talk about something, I'm laughing, I'm
that's
joking.
How Jan is, yeah.
And so for him, maybe he's just like, I don't have the words. I don't know what I'm feeling.
I will say I've changed on that though.
You have. You absolutely have.
I honestly used to laugh. I don't anymore.
And I could tell it was a trigger where I was like, as soon as she started like laughing and making a joke, I'm like,
Yeah.
But for this, I mean, Mark, I mean, we weren't taught these things. We were taught stay composed, rub dirt on it. You're fine. How many times as a boy growing up, you hear you're fine?
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you just say to Jace the other day? And he's 8 months.
You're fine.
What are we going to do differently?
My parents said that to me my whole, you're fine. You're fine. And I think that's why I am the way I am.
Oh my goodness.
You're fine. And I was
but
one
you're
of
not
five.
Fine.
Well, duh. Now we know. No. but it was always, it was just like, and I think that's it, my dad wanting a boy so badly. He didn't have his boy. So that was his way of just being like, I'm going to raise, you know, and he did. I'm going to raise strong bitches. But like, that was part of it. And when I first met Ty, it freaked him out how just like, I was.
Mm-hmm. But there's a fine line there too, because I'm the my fine. Uh-huh. I'm the you're fine to my daughters, where I feel like sometimes they really are fine.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just stub their toe. They don't need to cry for half an hour and get a hug necessarily.
Right. But guys are harder on their kids, their sons though. Like, and you even said you've even admitted that you're gonna be harder on Jace than you are with Jolie with certain things because a little boy shouldn't be crying about hurting his knee. And I'm like, yes, he should.
I know, and I've like you said, I've admitted where I have those feelings of I see another little boy like doing exactly that. Like he fell in Jolie's my gym class and he's whining like a little. You know what? And I just wanted to say that to him. No. Like I wanted to be like, shut up, kid.
I'm like that though. I'm afraid I'm gonna be like that.
I'm not saying
it's
a good thing, but I just felt that impulse. So it's at least I'm able to kind of identify that, so I can start to reel that in before Jace gets older.
It's a fine line. You don't want to raise emotionless robots, and you don't want to raise whiny little babies.
It's a tough world. It's tough.
Then what do we do?
I don't know.
I don't know. You guys,
is it okay to say, hey, it's okay to be upset about this? I understand that hurts. Let's put some ice on it to make it better.
Again, at times it's a balance.
I mean, if they're really hurt and bleeding,
right? Yeah, if they're really hurt and bleeding,
but you guys know, like you know when they're real.
And I think also it's empathy always, even if it is just a stubbed toe. You know, oh, that sucks. Oh, I bet that hurts a lot. You know, I think just a little bit of that helps.
Okay, so
you don't need
to
wrap it in cotton and run over there. You
get
them
on crutches.
Just a little bit of empathy, I think, goes a long way.
Jolie's thing is, I won't go to the doctors.
I tell her, I'm a doctor.
She's like, no, you're not, daddy.
That's tough. Oh my God, I just like can't.
You know what we didn't talk about that we did? We took the Enneagram.
Oh my God. How How dare we?
Yeah. How dare we?
We did that on the plane.
Yeah. We did it on the plane. How do you say Enneagram?
Enneagram.
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 Have you done it, Mark?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, Sarah owes me $12 because I took this.
I made her.
Question.
It cost $12?
We had to pay for it?
The 144 question we did.
Per person?
36 question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Sarah owes us $24.
I took these screens.
But yeah. I'm a number two.
I'm a two. Which, like, I kind of was shocked.
Really?
Well, I don't know all of them. I need to do more reading, but I found these screenshots. So you were a two.
Uh-huh.
You were an eight.
The challenger.
And I'm a six, and I'm like textbook six. My sister's an eight, though. That's really funny. I was sending her funny memes. But this one, okay, a two. It was just like funny little things. You're a grizzly. You're a grizzly bear. Doting, helpful, and protective. That's like what describes you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a number six. I'm a wolf. Loyal to the pack, team player, watchful. Eight is a honey badger. Brave, combative, and fierce.
You're damn right.
And then this one was funny. It was like type two in like Disney Taylor characters.
The Taylor Swift was hilarious. Wait, I was dying on the plane.
Dying.
What?
But your two was a Snow White, the helper, sincere and warm-hearted, genuine, love and care for others.
And you were surprised about that?
No. Because I thought, I feel like you're more of like a tough bitch one, but I don't know which one that would be. Because I don't know enough about all of them. Once I read it, then I was like, okay, yeah. But helper, I guess, yeah, you are.
Because
I
care. She cares more about everyone else.
You're right.
It's annoying.
You're right. No, it's not annoying.
I care about what other people think of me. I care about other people. I care about helping others. Like, I'll put aside
your myself for someone else.
To help someone else.
You're right.
But then on the other flip side is where I'm like, I am bossy and I am sarcastic and I am a goal oriented.
Yeah.
So it's.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
What was my Disney character?
They posted it this morning, so they didn't have ours up yet. But I'm going to go look right now.
Gaston.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look right now.
Probably.
It's actually really interesting when you like, did any of the questions kind of make you be like, huh?
Well, some of them
I was like, I got to be honest.
Well, and here's the interesting thing. So I screenshotted this one because Michael was taking the test. And I was overlooking his shoulder and I was like,
you're not being honest. I had to catch myself a couple
times.
There
was a couple moments too where I was like, oh no, I do kind of.
Yeah.
I envy people sometimes successes. And that was one of the questions.
Yep. But it's mostly. Have you mostly been?
Yeah.
But there were a few when I was doing the long one, lean over to Jan and be like, hey, which one am I?
No.
Which one am I?
Yeah. And Michael goes, one of them was I often, and the choices were get lost in my feelings or disconnect from my feelings so I can focus. And Michael put, he gets lost in my feelings. And I was like, honey, you're...
I took that as like I get lost in them, so I don't know how to deal with them.
A couple of the questions kind of threw me off, and I was just taking it by myself, and I was like, one of them was like, something about being selfish, and I was like, I'm going to say it. I could be selfish. And I was like really proud of myself in that moment for owning it.
Wait, what number were you?
I'm a six.
Okay. Oh, that is my last one on mine.
That's so funny.
No, wait, wait.
I was a six and then nine.
I'm a one.
Enneagram?
Six is my fourth.
Y'all go take the test. It's actually really interesting.
It was like really.
There's a couple free ones and the Enneagram Institute is the one that we took.
Yes, it is. It is $12. Well, because I've taken a couple before and every time it would be something like different. And then I kind of.
It is interesting though, but it is very. It talks about how to deal with
it explains.
Some people and it explains like how they are and operate. But it's interesting if I was to take the test for Michael and he was to take it for me, if we would get the same number.
So last night I wanted to take it for Ty and I was like, it was giving me a headache. And I was like, I just need him to do it. But I don't know what he would be. No, these Taylor Swift ones. Okay, wait, you're type two. It says, where did it go?
Mark, do you know your number?
I have no idea. No.
You guys have to take it.
Take the free one.
I took the love languages. How many of these do I have to take?
I know. There's a lot going on.
They'll come out with another test.
This is
going to
be my new thing, though. Like, I'm always like, what's your sign? Now I'm going to be like, what number are you? How can I connect with you? Because it really did. It says a lot.
It does.
Did you read, like, all of it?
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. I like it a lot. It's crazy how it goes along with, like, the astrological signs.
And just, like, I think it helps. I mean, it helps me look at myself and be like, because it said like pros about how you are. And then I was like, but the cons. And it was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little dark.
there's always ways we can work on ourselves.
No, and I was.
What got me, and not to turn this a little dark, but there's one section that talks about, basically it gives you like one word. It's something about like what you seek or something in a relationship or I don't know what it is. But basically the trigger word for an eight was lust. In like relationship and stuff like that. And I was like, that's like that like hit me deep. because like the whole addiction aspect and everything like that, and how I don't personalize my relationships and everything was just, so that was that, seeing that definitely kind of made me a believer. I was like, holy
That's wild.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my,
I don't know if you, did you notice that? You saw that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That was really interesting.
I describe lust.
Good question.
Lust of the mind. Lust is, I don't know, textbook definition.
Very strong sexual desire is what Merriam-Webster says.
Merriam-Webster? Webster. Oh, wow. There you Always go. There to have her back. Yeah. So it's, but lust is more of, you know, when you're talking about a relational standpoint, it's, there's not connection there. It's just you're lusting the concept, or you're lusting, you know what I mean?
An idea, or whatever.
It's kind of like a fantasy driven sexual desire.
Mm.
So there's no the interpersonal connection around lust.
Mm. Interesting. Okay. Type two. This is just like the generic.
Uh-huh.
Type two, the helper, the functions of empathy and altruism. The potential for other directedness, thoughtfulness for others, genuine self-sacrifice, generosity, and then your negative situations.
Here we go.
Are intrusiveness, possessiveness,
yep.
manipulation, mm-hmm. and self-deception. Mm-hmm.
Don't laugh.
Oh, but your title is in the so you're like a feeling one. So then in mine is, I'm a six, so mine is in the thinking one. The loyalist, the functions of trust and perseverance, mm-hmm. the potential for emotional bonding with others, group identification, sociability, industriousness, loyalty to others. Negatively, here we go. Potential for dependency, rebelliousness, anxiety, inferiority feelings. Okay, and then eight, mm-hmm. type eight, the challenger. The functions of self-assertion and leadership, the potential for self-confidence, self-determination, self, oh, you're very like self. Good for you.
It's Mike's world.
And then negatively, potential for domination of others, crude insensitivity, combativeness and ruthlessness.
Diabolical.
Did you guys read them before you took the test? Like, did you have an idea?
I had no idea. I didn't even know what it was.
So someone asked me and I didn't know. So I Googled like, what are the nine ones? And I looked them up and I was like, oh, okay. I feel like I'm either this or this. And then I took it and I was like, it was like, you answered 47 questions right for this one.
God. Were you spot on with what you thought you'd be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Textbook.
All right. Enneagram. Go take the test. There's a free one that's 36 questions. To pay $12 to do the 144 question. It's interesting.
And I'm excited to wind down next week, too. We got Sarah back next week with us, and we have a really awesome guest coming on.
Great guest.
Yeah, great guest. So thanks for winding down.
This was fun.
Later.
Bye.
You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season two of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.